Science relies on data, lots of it, and the time and dedication to collect and analyze the information. That's where volunteers, citizen scientists, come in. We just heard about volunteer conservationists planting trees. Well, in Allegheny County, volunteers are needed to watch bees.
In addition to the bees, there are also beetles, butterflies, even ants that are on flowers and whatnot. So in the project, we're counting any insect that lands or goes onto a flower.
The project is Project Bee Watch. Carrie Rouse is a graduate student at Point Park University, where it all started last year.
Globally, there's been a decline in pollinators. You hear about colony collapse disorder with honeybees. In the Midwest, they're seeing a decline in bumblebees. But really, there hasn't been a study specific to Allegheny County, so there's no baseline data. So we don't know how pollinators are doing in this area.
So Rouse is here at the Environmental Center in Pittsburgh's Frick Park to train pollinator watchers. The 10 people here in the classroom today will each receive a manual to help them identify bees, wasps, and moths, and the plants that they're drawn to.
So now we're on this last page. We're asking people to randomly select an area for their plots.
Each volunteer will use a 3x3 foot plot, a couple of bamboo sticks tied together with twine. That's the tool used to mark off the section of wildflowers where the data will be collected.
They enjoy just zooming in on a meter square plot. It's kind of therapeutic, but also you get to know the pollinators in that way.
Rouse says pollinators are facing threats like loss of habitat, pesticides, and invasive species. Wildflowers depend on pollinators for reproduction, and so do gardens.
Some pollinators are generalists, so they'll go and pollinate a variety of flowers, but some are also specialists. For example, bumblebees can pollinate your tomato plants, and they have a very specific way of pollinating where they kind of shake the flower and shake the pollen off. So really, they support the food system, they support healthy ecosystems, and that diversity is really what we need as well, because there are just so many niches that each one fills.
The volunteers grab a plot and head outside to the sunny meadow behind the center. It's one of the designated areas for the study. It's mid-afternoon and just a little breezy. Perfect weather for pollinators.
This is catchweed or bed straw. It gets its name because it's really sticky, so it'll stick to your clothes and things. But it does get some small blooms.
Rouse shows the volunteers how to estimate how much catchweed or clover is covering the ground within the plot. That goes onto the data sheet that's inside their manual. It only takes 10 minutes to complete a survey, and volunteers can do it as much or as little as they want through October. They'll send the information they collect to Matthew Opdyke, a professor of environmental science at Point Park. He started the program and oversees it.
I think there's been so much focus on honeybees that we've kind of neglected the native bees.
Allegheny Land Trust, a local partner, is already using what they've learned to help plan habitat for pollinators on their properties.
So we definitely want to inform the public as well as natural science organizations and hopefully government agencies. You know, hopefully they'll catch on and say, hey, you know, look at this data. This is the status of, say, bumblebees. Maybe we should do something to bring their numbers back up in terms of planting certain types of wildflowers.
Susan Feynman is here to volunteer. She was a teacher for 30 years.
I'm trying to do a pollinator garden at my house, and I'm interested in the 4,000 kinds of bees we have in this country that I never knew about.
Was there something that stuck out today that you learned that you didn't know before?
Just that there's so many kinds of bees in this little manual that they gave us, and that they're not even all bees. There's some flies that look like bees, so I feel a little bit fooled, I guess, but...
Caroline Littlejohn is a dentistry student at the University of Pittsburgh.
It's just nice learning about it and seeing that, like, we can come out here and do something to try to help.
You can learn more about Project Bee Watch and pollinators at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.